As it is, you're using some of that space to allocate for units behind it in terms of the density.
Correct.
Correct.
All site is being reduced.
So what, I just, my question would be, what would the density be allowed to be if only that land was used for the formula? And we have 33 units on that land based off of a formula for that entire lot, not just a subdivision. If we stuck to just a subdivision, how many lots, how many units would be allotted to that lot?
That's not what's being presented.
That's not what's.
I'm just, I have, it's a question that I have, that's all, I just want to know the answer. Yeah.
So one of the reasons, so the confusion is down to the base zoning.
Yeah, hit the mic, please.
I think the confusion is that under the base zoning, it was 20 units per acre, but under the redevelopment plan that was passed by the council, it's 35 units per acre. So even if you didn't give us credit for the front, we'd be under the density.
Okay. And I'm assuming that all happened during this process. I apologize, I've really only found out about this in the last couple of weeks, so I'm not up to date on everything. So that's really my major concern is the density in that area, given what is already in that area, specifically with the emergency services and the access to Winchester Avenue. We're going to lose all those spots along Winchester Avenue, which service the fire department, which service the doctor's office, which allow for essentially less traffic because people aren't coming in out of those driveways all the time. You know, to stick to this project, my biggest concern with this community in the most recent years is we've lost these less dense locations like churches and other things to be built with condos. I think there's three different, a bank, two churches, now a portion of a school. These are all properties that will not be year-round residents likely. Great, less pressure on the system as a whole when they're not here, but when they are here and each one of those units has 8 cars, we're going to have a major, major issue in that area. I think it's negligent to say otherwise. So I know that this is probably going to get pushed through. I just wanted to come and make my name known because I plan on living here for quite some time and I would like to see a stop to this ambushing of this open space. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Roy Agri on 15 North Troy, otherwise known as Agri Lane.
Mr. Agri, do you swear from the testimony you're about to give would be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thanks.
Fifth generation Vetner resident. My son just bought in Vetner Heights because he couldn't afford to buy on the island proper. And having lived and gone through summers before and after casinos, our streets are clogged 6 months of the year. And I'm disappointed in this project only because I thought it would have been a great open space for the city as a park and a playground for the kids that I grew up in and went to school there, graduated in 76. And I just think that the problem is going to be worse. Right now, I have about 6 summer homes on my street, and Troy Avenue up the street, all the overflow parking goes there now, New Haven as well, Winchester, where the ice cream men used to park and had their business, are going to have to relocate, and the fire trucks, when they're servicing them, are parked along Winchester Avenue. So I don't know what the solution is, but I know the problem with the parking is going to be worse because that many units, I know how people treat their driveways on the island. They're sacred. And all those driveways proposed in that project, you're going to find a lot of those people that buy these homes are going to be parking on New Haven and Troy Avenue proper and not in their own driveways. Just my opinion, but it's the reality of what I've seen my whole life living in Vetner. And it's just my opinion. I just wanted to say my word and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Agri.
I'm tagging in. I have the same complaints. Marla Majoya, 6618 Vetner Avenue.
Bring the mic down.
Hello.
Better. Your name again, I'm sorry.
Marla Majoya. I'm 6618 Vetner Avenue, right across from you, and congratulations.
Sure. All right, ma'am.
Ms. Majoya, please raise your right hand.
6618 Vetner Avenue.
Do you swear from the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to say maybe we could have a meeting with residents on Troy and Avalon and Vetner Ave about the parking? I mean, we all have some ideas about what could make it a little better and take it away, you know, from all of this, having sort of something to do with this, but not really, because it needs to change anyway. We need to, like, start thinking about other ways to handle the traffic. Because he's right, people will come for the summer and park for 2 weeks in one spot. I mean, it's just awful. You can't move around at all. Can we try to get together and talk about parking and maybe, you know, parking permits or limited parking?
You're directing to me in a way.
Yes, because you and I.
I guess I'm not. So, I floated the idea of, I'm absolutely, we can have a sit down with our parking enforcement, our police chief and myself, about that specific area. I'd also consider the idea, and I've talked with the other commission members about the potential of a parking study to really iron out what the best utilization mm-hmm. for parking is, not just in your area, but citywide, so we mm-hmm. can kind of put to bed some of the urban legends and myths about the way parking is utilized. I do agree with you. I think that as a person that's also grown up in here through casinos and non-casinos, I think that the metrics have changed over time, and some of the anecdotal changes that we've made could use some fine-tuning and mm-hmm. some discussion. So that's separate from this application, but yes. It's also very important. And I will also just weigh in on the fact that people do, I think, use their driveways as a
basketball court
spot, and they park in two spots where they want they straddle that one spot. And I think there's bad karma coming to those people, but it's unfortunate for the restaurant. And I have zero parking at my home.
I mean, even if we had four-hour parking passes, people would be discouraged from parking their cars for, you know, longer than that.
I think I'm open to all areas of discussion to make it.
Do you want me to email you? Do you want me to get all absolutely. Our neighbors together? How do you want me to do this?
You can email me, and Thursdays are my day for meetings. We can set something up.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
How do you notify the residents?
Huh?
How do you notify the residents?
You can start here. I'm available on my emails. You can email me, and I'll put something on social media.
So where are you? I mean, I was thinking I'd go
there. Okay. All right. Let's get back to the site here. I know we're talking about other things, but we have an application that is before the board. You want to discuss the application. So anybody else that may comment? Yes, ma'am.
Tree lady. Third lady.
Elaine Francis. I live at 104 South Dudley, but for the last almost 60 years, my family has owned the property at 25 North New Haven, and that's where my son and his family live now. Right. So obviously, they're going to be impacted by this.
You swear to tell the truth tonight, Ms. Francis?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
So I was here the last meeting, and I raised a number of issues. One of the issues I raised was I was looking for the environmental impact statement. I'm still looking for it. I know it went into the CAFRA, that went to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, but I also know that we have not heard back from New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection regarding the status of the application. In fact, I called them today, found out that the application is still pending there. So I don't know what this means in terms of the approval process. If something has not passed by the state, then what does that mean in terms of the approval process? Plus, I looked at the application of the CAFRA individual permit, and it says that a copy of the entire application, which includes the environmental impact statement, must be provided to the municipal clerk in each municipality, but yet our city hall does not have a copy of the environmental impact statement. I know I went there today and I looked for it. It's not there. I get referred to the CAFRA people. They tell me that nothing's come back from the state on it. So I don't know what the issue is, but clearly, I'm interested in the environment. This huge project could have a major impact on the environment, and I don't know why the state has not reached a decision on this. I have, as I said, I called them, did not speak to the project manager, but I did email her and I've not heard back from her yet.
Okay. Ma'am?
Yes.
The project that before you is subject to CAFRA approval.
Yes.
It's conditioned upon CAFRA approval.
Okay.
Until they get CAFRA approval, their project is on hold until that approval is given. The city can grant the approval, but it's subject to CAFRA approval. And that's how it's handled all the time. And that is how it's handled here. And until that, they gain it, they are stopped from doing any, going any further and gaining city approvals.
Okay.
End of story.
All right. And I did have one other issue I raised is the fact that none of the information for the meeting, at least the last meeting, was posted. And I was pleased to see that information for this meeting was posted on the city's website. And I just want to thank whoever did that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Any else, somebody else before, want to make comment before the board this evening? Hearing no requests and seeing no more requests, the public portion of this application is now closed. Mr. Plackner, do you have any comments?
No, just want to thank the board for working with us and your kind consideration, and thank you, and thank you, members of the public, for all your comments.
Board members, do you have any questions of the applicant or our professionals?
One question. Jack, yes. If you could, just give us an update on where you guys think CAFRA is, just so the woman can at least know that the application's been filed.
It was supplied to the DEP. It has not been declared complete for filing yet. We're still working on it. But it is subject clearly to CAFRA permit, right. And any action the board takes would be subject to us getting. We cannot get a building permit without a CAFRA approval.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Leo, could you form a motion for the board to vote on in the affirmative as all are done in the affirmative motion?
Sure. So we have the redevelopment plan that essentially is the zoning for this area, which was adopted by ordinance by the city. And what they're seeking tonight is preliminary and final major subdivision approval to create the new lots and preliminary and final major site plan approval for the development. Per the redevelopment plan, again, which is the zoning, it requires no variances, so they comply with everything. It requires no waivers. It's essentially a by right site plan. In terms of the conditions that I took note of that we discussed, and if anyone feels the need to chime in, they can as well, but the tax assessor will ultimately confirm the new lot numbers if you're approved and the addresses for all the properties. You'll put the balconies on, Dex Rogers had a better term? Dex?
Dex. Yes.
On the 5N units. We understand that you'll have to talk to your architect, subject to share to Mr. McLaren's approval on his discretion, and I think that's five of them. Subject to any outside approvals that may be required, the applicant's attorney just represented, that is subject to CAFRA approval, so they will have to get that. Any other conditions in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed on the record, the applicant will comply with any representations it made during the course of the hearing. And I believe that's all I had note of.
Yeah.
That is correct.
If there's any substantial changes from CAFRA, then I have
time. The other thing is that right. The landscaping plan has to be amended.
Be amended to show the new locations.
The new locations and so on. So the amending the landscape plan to reflect the final changes.
Yeah, and with every application, the applicant has to submit compliance plans right. That Roger makes sure is consistent with any approval that this board were to grant.
Right. And there are no waivers.
No waivers. No variances.
And there's no variances in that regard. Okay. That is the entire motion. May I have a motion, a second, and an approval, please?
Right.
Roll call. Motion, second, roll call.
I have a motion And a second, please.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Have a roll call vote, state your reasons.
Mayor Kribel.
I support the application. This is a redevelopment plan. It supports the redevelopment plan. It's a by right subdivision. There are no variances, no variance for lot area, for front yard, for side yard, no variance for rear yard, for density, for parking. There's built-in parking. I recognize that this is a landmark building that holds a lot of emotional connection to the community. I believe that building has been underutilized and in private ownership. This is not city property. This is private ownership. It's been underutilized for decades. It is increasing the pervious ground in that area, and which helps the flooding that we all experience. It is one of the few 60-foot wide streets in our community, which has built-in lower density from a visual blocking impact, from a massing impact on the street compared to the homes surrounding it. It has parking within each development. As we all know, people can abuse the parking and park in other spaces, but this new street has no parking on it. So those off-street parkings in that particular arrangement will encourage people to park in their own driveways. I think the applicant has experience in adaptive reuse of old architectural significant buildings in their portfolio. That gives me confidence that this building will be respected and turned over, and we can all enjoy it as a landmark again, but something that has now a renewed life to it, something that we can all use as a public space instead of something that sits underutilized with underutilized parking around it. I believe that they've taken great care to make the buildings themselves match the fabric of buildings that surround it. I think if you look at some of the buildings in the area that have already been developed into this height buildings that have off street, that have under parking, they are similar to that. I think the fabric of the city is changing just by necessity, by the CAFRA the FEMA rules for raising homes. That is just something that's a reality in our town. For all those reasons, I support the application. And
Commissioner Langgraf?
I also support the application. This project started as a redevelopment plan in theory about 3 years ago. So we've gone through a lot of meetings with both the planning board, the public, as well as the city commission. This plan culminates in that work. They've complied with everything we've asked them to comply with and more. They've made some changes. We appreciate that. I think the end units are going to be something that is really going to have a better street appeal than what has been proposed. I think just adding those porches is really going to add that with the landscaping in those areas. Certainly understand that folks have seen this as open space. It's not. It's private property that has been vacant. It's been a parking lot, dead, not being used for 20 years. It's barely used now. It's been fenced in from the New Haven Avenue side for, I'm going to say, at least 20 years. I've been here 27, 28 years now, and I don't remember that property being open most of that time. I recall looking for a place to go find a fax machine when I bought my house in 2000, and I was looking for Tim McGuire's office because he used to be in the front building, and he was gone. I'm like, where am I going to find a fax machine? Now you don't need a fax machine, but anyway. So to me, you're never going to find the perfect project. I understand the folks are passionate about this site. This is what we think we've come together as a great project for the city. Can they always be better? Yes. Would we love to see different things here, maybe less density? One of the things that came out during the redevelopment process is they need a certain number of units in the rear to save the building in the front. This project could have come in without a redevelopment plan and built 20 units per acre on that site by right. So on that whole property, all the buildings are gone except the firehouse. This is one of the things that when they came to us with that, we wanted to change. And that's one of the reasons we came up with the redevelopment plan, to kind of save that front building. That's an iconic structure. You know, I don't think Roy's here anymore.
A lot of folks that I know that I've become friends with went to school there. Many of you folks went to school there. I didn't, but, you know, to see the ability to save a structure like that has to have some give back on our side, and that's what I think we're trying to work through with this project. We have a developer that has a home here, grew up in the summers here. He lives in the community for the most part. Now, we have a lot of our friends that are only here part of the year. So I appreciate the development. I know it's not perfect for the residents here, but I think this is something that is needed. It provides another alternative housing stock for us. We don't have a lot of townhomes here. This is something that provides another opportunity for housing in this community. So I vote yes. It is a by right application, and it meets all the criteria of our redevelopment plan. Thank you.
Joe Lyon-Gazelli.
I also support this project. I thank David and his team for the many concessions they've made. They've tried to be good neighbors through this whole thing. I know many of you don't see that. You don't want to see that, but they have. They just, anything we've asked of them, they've accommodated us. They want to be good neighbors. I think it's going to be a good project. Parking's always going to be a problem. It just is. I live on Winchester Avenue, 3 blocks away from this project. Some days I have to leave my car at the firehouse because I can't get a space in front of my house. It just, we live on a barrier island. People want to be here in the summer. They drive. There's a parking problem. Something, you know, it's not going to be fixed overnight, but I think this is going to be a really nice project in addition to the neighborhood. As you know, I represent the fire department. I am a firefighter, and they're going to be my neighbors. So we're going to be inconvenienced for 24 months too. So, you know, I know, you know, we're losing 3 parking spaces for the fire department, for our own vehicles. But things change, things evolve, and I believe this is evolving for the better. So I approve.
Jacob?
I'm going to vote in favor of this application. There's one significant reason that stands out amongst there. This board has also been dedicated and been looking toward saving part of the community as it exists in the history of the community versus building it all brand new and having all cookie cutter mansions or something going in, all the same type. There's a variety of housing, like there's a variety of people in our community. We have a good mix in the community, and this adds to that mix. It's preserving old and a new, and Commissioner Langraff was describing that we're looking at that. The other thing is, it's one of the most significant street locations in the city with streets that are wide around it, the school in the front, and it's kind of like a watchtower, more or less, but it also is a new beginning for the city itself. And we're trying to usher in possibly a new shoulder season extension of the lifestyle that we have into the fall and opening up a little earlier into the spring, making this community something more fun and a resort to live in. We are a resort community. What this does is look at rejuvenation. We have a site here that laid fallow for 20 years that produced no income for the city of any sizable amount. That means our taxes, all of us, suffered from it. We have an opportunity here now to do something with it, to make something that's notable. Maybe not everybody agrees with it, but let me put it this way. A complaint in here is about parking, but every unit in this building, in this site, has its own parking. And every unit this board tries to approve has its own parking. Now, we're sensitive to these issues. But at the same time, there's haves and have-nots. And we look at that, and the mayor is trying to work with this whole situation. Everybody's sensitive. Now, this one site brought out the best of this board. There was a meeting that would have occurred on the, it was with Jim Rotella in here, and we discussed the idea of putting an overlay plan or a new plan on top. The thought process, and former Mayor Kreischer, well, you were there, Tim, and you even commented on how the thought that came out in there was amazing. There is a lot of years, a couple hundred years mash up in this board that people put their time and their energies into in doing this. This was not something that we just whipped off the table and done. Now, everybody can look at it and look at part of it, but if you were here for the whole game, you realize what was trying to be accomplished and what was here. There are alternatives always, but this seemed to be the best alternative. Plus, you have a person who owns the site. The person who owns the site is also one who has the right to use the site. This person decided to use the site in a way that was beneficial to the city and worked and made allowances to work with us. This is called working with the master plan. Now, we can take this bounty and do one of two things. We can look at it and say, or we can make something of it and make it grow and make it something to be proud of and build upon its essence. Now, the school in the front, in the business community, can be used as an asset to enlarge and increase and modernize the building, the business community. This is what this is about. It's change, it's evolution, it's positive thinking, it's moving forward. And that's what this exercise has been. And I have to compliment our commissioners on being part of it and driving some of it as well. And I have to thank the residents for coming out. Maybe you don't all agree with this every time, but you took the time to come out and you voiced your opinions and you educated this board. And for that, for coming tonight, I greatly appreciate every one of you and your comments, whether I agree with you or not. You are here, you served an important thing. We all learned. This is what this application has done. It has brought this community together and highlighted what we need to do and how we need to do it. So I applaud you, I applaud the members of this board and the applicant. And I am pleased that I'm able to sit here as well and speak these words. So help me God.
Lorraine Salata. Interestingly, when we first started talking redevelopment for the site, I don't think I and probably a number of other people realized the magnitude of the project and what it would be. And as it grew, the impact clearly was felt. And to many of the points that Lance brought out, it has sat vacant for so long, not deriving any ratables or anything. So the need was there to redevelop it. And like anything, there are pros and cons that go with it. I think this is the best plan to date. And I think the applicants have really bent over backwards to trim it down to where we wanted it to be, adding some features to it that would give it some more interest. And I think they've done a good job of that. And I'm excited about it because the real estate market down beach has pretty much been on fire the past couple of years. And anybody who works in real estate will tell you there's just not enough inventory. And the inventory that's there is really high-end inventory. Either that or you have to tear it down and rebuild. So there's an awful lot of people who can't move onto the island. Hopefully these will be a little more affordable, and it's going to be the lifeblood of the business section. I truly believe that it's good for the ratables here. It's good for the city, and you know, I'm hoping that the impact that it has on the whole area will not be too negative for the people in the neighborhood, because when we make decisions here, I speak for myself, I always try to look at the neighborhood and how is this decision affecting the people who live there and have lived there for 10, 15, 20 years. And that's always a big point I make and makes my decision more thoughtful. And in as much as the parking, yeah, it's probably going to be bad, but it's not good anywhere. So we'll figure it out. So I do support the project. I thank the applicants for the time they put into it, and wish them a lot of success.
Tim Coop.
I also vote in favor, primarily because this is basically a by right application. There's no variances, there are no waivers, there's no reasonable reason to be able to say no. And in addition, it's a project that has gone over, you know, has evolved over time with a lot of thought. And, you know, yes, we have 33 units, but we also have a historic structure that is iconic on Ventnor Avenue and is going to stay. You know, this has been privately held for decades. It could have, the whole thing could have been leveled as a possibility. So, you know, that was a priority for the city, and this is part of the project that brings it forward. You know, it has been open, but I don't think it's reasonable to think that a privately held 2-acre lot on a barrier island is going to remain open space. I think that's an unreasonable thing, and, you know, the city doesn't own it, and we don't have that option. So I think when you have developers who want to come in and work with us and keep a historic structure, I think that's pretty good. Yes, it's dense, but they've taken the density down from the original. It's gone from 40 down to 33. That's like a 17% reduction. So, you know, they've been working with us and listening. So I do appreciate that, and therefore I support the project.
Greer Gaskell.
I also vote yes. As it was said, it's a by rights application. I think it's a good project. I think it was well thought of. And I think parking was considered in the application. Wherever we go, we're going to have a parking problem. Every town on the East Coast, the West Coast, you're going to have that problem during the summer months. And I wish you good luck.
Jessica Stilley.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I think looking at the bigger picture of this, I think that the positives far outweigh any negatives. I think the ability to keep this professional campus in place, to rehab that, to improve that, and hopefully bring that up to the point where there are no vacancies in that anymore, I think is a tremendous benefit to the community. I think that this rear of the site is heavily underutilized. That existing structure is in need of vast improvements. So I think that providing this additional housing, I think it does add to the housing stock. Again, the density is a little higher, but I think as Lance had said, there really is no perfect project, and the ability to keep this professional campus far outweighs any negatives. And I really do appreciate you guys coming back. I know every time you returned, you did improve upon your plan. Especially in that last unit you guys eliminated, I think these new improvements that we're making are going to make a vast difference in terms of the frontage and the overall aesthetics of this development. So I want to thank you guys for that, and congratulations.
Yeah. We are approved. By some miracle, you were approved. David, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jack, the meeting, the hearing is concluded, and I want to thank all of you for coming this evening. It was important that you were here. At this time, there's no further business, and a motion for adjournment.
So move.
You are adjourned.